Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.
Very happy with that. They pick up the win by 24 points. And Nathan Buckley just having a quick chat to his players, but we are hoping to speak very soon to Isaac Quainer. Let's see if we can hear what Nathan Buckley's saying down the rooms.
New infection.
Yeah, we've lost that audio, unfortunately. Just a little bit of Nathan Buckley speaking to his players. We're hoping to speak with Isaac Quainer very shortly, who he stood up well down back in that last quarter, took a very nice mark, a Hamlin Hanger contender in a contested situation. Domsey too, there's some good signs for him down back. It's a pity that he's lost a couple of games to that unfortunate injury.
Yeah, I loved his game. It was a really good development game, a game I reckon he'll get a lot out of. As we mentioned, he played on Eddie Betts, probably the best modern-day small forward in the competition, and would have learned a hell of a lot of him. He was up and about early, Betsy. So I think he'll be able to look at that part of his game and sit down with his defensive coach and work on ways how he can get better defensively. But then in the second half, they'll be able to free him up, and that's probably his one wood. Get involved in the attack and break a few lines and kick the ball. He's a beautiful user of the footy. So whenever they can get the ball in his hands, I'm sure they're wanting to more and more. So, no, really, really good game from Isaac, and I'm sure he'll get a lot out of it moving forward.
So Collingwood now face Brisbane on Friday night. We'll bring you that game on K-Rock Football from the Gabba. Collingwood sitting sixth on 34 points, the Lions third on 40 points. So you would say now Collingwood are just about safe in the eight, although their run home is not easy. Brisbane at the Gabba, Gold Coast also at the Gabba, and Port Adelaide to be confirmed in the final round. That Port Adelaide game could be anywhere. I don't think it'll be in Adelaide. I don't think they'll make Collingwood travel again. They have done a fair bit of travel, so I suspect it'll be either at the goal on Metricon or at the Gabba. But the Gold Coast, they'll probably win that game. Gold Coast now have got the queue in the rack for season 2020. They're not playing finals, but gee.
How far are some of those players to come back? I mean,
they
can have that pre-finals bye.
They would be
freshen the list up.
Yeah, they've still got to win. That gives them 8.5 wins. I think they've still got to win 2 more to be an absolute certainty to play finals. It's listed as 3 to 5 weeks, but we're hearing that it could even be sooner. It won't be Brisbane, but it could be the Gold Coast after the bye. We're probably not going to see this year, unfortunately. Ben Reid out for 2 to 3 with a hamstring, but gee, with his body, and unfortunately, both the Reids, for the talent they've got, as you would well know, Doms, they just haven't been able to either of them, both Ben or Sam, stay on the park long enough, although they're both premiership players. Braden Sire, he's out sidelined. Treloar's 2 to 3 weeks away, so you think Treloar may be best-case scenario back for Port Adelaide in the final round, which will be handy because he's that little triumvirate of Treloar, Adams and Pendlebury is so crucial.
Sidebottom.
And then Sidebottom's the other one that, potentially, depending on what happens with his family situation, when will he come back is the question. So
yeah, I think they're still a real dark horse. I think Sidebottom coming back, if he does come back in, if they can just win that Gold Coast game, I think they're a chance to beat Port Adelaide in the last game. I think they'll struggle against Brisbane on Friday. I just think the conditions that game look like a really taxing game. So I'll be really surprised how they recover from this game and get back up and going. If they can pull off a win against Brisbane,
wow, yeah,
and then
I'll tell you who'd love Collingwood to beat Brisbane is Geelong.
Geelong,
because all of a sudden that Brisbane are equal on points but have a game in hand. Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head matchup. We had a look at Wietering and Majacek this afternoon. It did flip and flop a little bit where Wietering was, but he did spend a lot of time on Majacek. Majacek finished with 2 goals. That's a tight battle. Who are you going to give that to in the end, the head-to-head?
Yeah, look, it was one of those. I think Wietering certainly had the win early. He won a lot of contests. Both him and Jones looked really strong down defence. And then the game started to open up a bit. Collingwood were able to get their ball movement going, and they were able to get some deep entries. And then you know, Mychek started to get involved a little bit more. So, look, I probably would say Mychek just got home just with his couple of late goals in the end. And Wiedering, probably only had 12 touches. So, yeah, Brody Mychek just scraped home over the, but a very good battle.
Yeah, absolutely. Geelong Insurance Brokers covering Geelong for 26 years with more than 38 years in the insurance industry. Managing Director Don and the team at Geelong Insurance Brokers working with their clients to ensure they have the right cover, not just the cheapest premium. Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Kerr's high stats, Benny, some key numbers.
Yeah,
please.
Just quickly. Well, the Blues had three more inside 50s, but they didn't kick a goal in the second half, so you worked that out. The Pies had about 30 more disposals. They had six more marks. They had seven more clearances, and they had 10 more contested possessions. Tackle count really high in this game, 65 Blues, 60 to the Pies. That's a lot of tackles in this pandemic footy, where in some games there's very few tackles. Individually, Crisp had 25, Adams had 23 and 7 clearances. He was good. Dacos, I thought, was good. Another step in his career. He had 21. Noble, 20. The man we spoke to post-game, Quainer, had 20. Elliott, playing midfield, was okay. 19 touches, 8 tackles, so he worked hard. Pendlebury started well, 19 possessions. I think he had 6 of those about the first 5 minutes. Before Curnow went to him and slowed him up a little bit. Phillips, 19 and one goal. Josh Thomas, 12 touches, 2 goals, 3. Stevenson, 11 touches, 2 goals, 4. Mychek, 9 touches and 2 goals. And Mason Cox, 3 marks, 8 touches, 2 goals. For the Blues, Walsh, 22. Curnow, 22. Settleford had 22. Doherty, 19. Simpson had 18. Murphy had 18. Cripps was quiet by his standards. Mm. Just 16 touches.
Yeah, he didn't have an impact.
Yeah, only 10 were effective and he only had 3 clearances. So they were good in terms of nullifying him, were the Magpies. And Fisher was pretty lively alongside Betts. Fisher had 16 touches. Interesting stat out of the game is that Eddie Betts had 10 possessions in the first half and looked really lively. He only had, and Maynard went on to him at half time. He only had 3 possessions after half time, while Maynard had 12 after half time. So not only did he beat him defensively, but he got involved offensively, Maynard, which is, that was a big win in terms of just shifting the momentum of this game.
And the thing with those guys, Maynard, Chris, they're such beautiful users of footy, and Darcy Moore for that matter. They're just beautiful users of footy. They can hit the one back inside. They can do it all. They're so versatile. They can play on smalls and talls. And give some attacking runs. So, no, they've got some 3 really good defenders back there.
Pete Ryan's listening into us, and he's just informed me from the Age, Pete. And, of course, off to the hub, Pete. He's going to be our man on the ground.
What do you reckon Pete's packing?
I don't know.
What do you reckon?
No, he just said he was taking his toothbrush and toothpaste in the computer.
Heat?
Right.
I reckon, I don't know what he... He's spending...
I reckon he'll be
the whole time with one of his colleagues.
Do you know what he'll do? He'll pack a copy of his book side by side, the one that he wrote, and he'll just see if there's any grammatical errors that he didn't pick up 10 years ago.
We might do some signed copies and have.
Oh wow!
I reckon Pete's really looking forward to the hub.
So he is, especially the quarantine. I understand.
He was because he did say that they open up the bar.
Yes, he did
between 5 and 8. So Pete will be down there about 4:59, and he'll be leaving 8 when he has to get his wallet out.
Yeah.
He'll be
8. So is he staying with the 400 lot? That
yes, he's on that. They're point. He's in transition hub 3.
Right.
He tells me that the Pies matched the GWS bid for Quainer and got rid of the first pick to get Beams.
I did hear though that Pete was seen today at the dry cleaners picking up his Batman suit.
Right.
So he may be taking that with him. He might burst out of the cupboards.
Oh, wow. So thank you to Pete for that. Kerr's higher stats, which is absolutely fantastic as well.
He did send me some stuff through during the pregame too about all the VFL changes. So there's plenty to play out there, according to Pete Ryan. PeteRyan.com.
Yeah, from the Age. Steamatic standout. Of course, Steamatic are your disaster restoration experts. Who is your Steamatic standout this afternoon, please, Domsey?
Look, it's a real hard one here. I've thought about this one long and hard, and there's certainly some Collingwood players that threw their names in the ring, should I say. Look, I thought Darcy Moore was fantastic back there. 18 disposals. He played a really influential role down back, 83 disposal efficiency, as Benny mentioned. How many intercept marks? Intercept possessions, he had 6 intercept possessions. He just looked really strong, as we mentioned. Another guy, Jack Crisp, I thought he was sensational. What did he have, 25? Just really rock steady back there and provided some really good attack. And Brady Maynard obviously did the job. on Eddie Betts in the second half and also got involved in the attack. But the steamatic standout, I'm going to go with Taylor Adams. I just thought his third quarter was absolute elite. And when the game was in the balance, he stepped up. How many Kerr's highest stats did Taylor have in the third?
Yeah,
he had 11.
Three clearances.
Yep.
Seven touches, two tackles, and an inside 50. So he did have a good third quarter. And the fact he was the only player, sorry, I lie. He and Settlefield were the only two players. I lie again because there were a couple others, but
Grundy.
So Grundy, Settlefield, and Adams were the only players to reach double figures in contested possession. And Adams was six clear of Setterfield, who had 11. He had 17, Adams. So he won plenty in contested style. And the good thing about it, even though he's winning it in contested style, 17 of his 23 touches were hit the mark.
Yeah, it's impressive.
So that's good stuff.
Absolutely. Good work by you, Benny, with the stats there for Kerr's Hire, and Domsey with the steamatic standout. They've been delivering solutions, saving properties, and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Plays underway on the Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium, where the Suns are 2-2-14, leading North Melbourne 1-6 with 7 minutes 19 remaining in the first quarter. Stay tuned to carrickfootball.com.au for a match report from that game. The match report from this game that we've been covering, the Carlton and Collingwood from the Gabba, is already up, as Benny has actually gone looking for a Batman. Now, Pete Ryan's found his Batman suit and sent through
a photo of himself.
Yeah, wow. That's fantastic.
So Pete just dressed up in the cape and all, so there'll be the old, could it be?
Who are you?
Pete and Jake. Well, we won't go any further.
Hamlin
will get in trouble.
Hamlin,
are we still on?
Hamlin Hanger.
Go to a break day.
No.
But what?
Hamlin
what
Hanger.
Oh, okay.
In our EPCO service stations.
It's late. It's
goal of the day. We've had a big round 14, you and I, Benny.
So what are we going to do first?
What would you like to do first?
I might do the goal. So I'm being told the goal. So we might do the EPCO service station goal of the day. And this
the signature homes and city to surf solar. Fifth quarter.